Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Motor is running. How about we make the good times roll here, Jay? What do you say?
I like it.
George Jones. And what is it called? Something Friday? What did you say that was called, James?
Finally Friday.
Finally Friday. I don't know that it's finally. The Fridays seem to be coming pretty fast and furious as far as I can see, but that's goes for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So let's make the most of our circumstances here on the Good Day program, minds of lots of people. Today are bed bugs.
Bed bugs, rut-row.
Bed bugs are not just invading cities in Europe, but apparently some of the people who have gotten bed bug bitten that have traveled to Paris are coming back to America, and the bed bugs are coming with them.
Oof.
Can you imagine? Actually, I've had bed bugs. There's nothing about it that's good. Nothing.
And I don't even know. Awful to get rid of?
Yeah. You got to powder everything up, and it's really nasty. And they have an amazing ability to survive and spread like wildfire. So most of this comes from hotel rooms. I know that's where mine came from. I went back in my mind, and I went back and figured out exactly what night, when, where, how. And so if you're traveling, I don't mean to throw cold water on your plans to go someplace. I actually am trying to figure out whether I can go somewhere or not later on this fall, just to go away for a few days, kind of fun. But this is what they do. The life cycle of the bed bug. They are small. They get bigger. They get better. They bite more. If they come for you,
breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Oh, O'Reilly. It's Super Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Super Start batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Super Start batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
I used to have a a jingle back in the good old days, and it would get played. Rich McFadden would just hit technical difficulties when we had technical difficulties. Yes, technical difficulties. Well, we've have them here and there. And so when I was just talking about cockroaches, the line went dead. I wonder if there's a cockroach eating away somewhere at our line.
Ooh.
Anyway, I was making a point that bed bugs and cockroaches and crickets and all those things. I don't know if you heard that on the air. Did I get into that or did I lose my? Okay. So I don't want to be redundant. The point that I was trying to make is as the Europeans get ready for the Paris Olympics next year, there apparently is a real problem with bed bug infestation. So there's a lot of anxiety about what's going to happen because the French authorities say nobody is safe. And as I said, it's a problem that is around the world, Australia, Austria.
But isn't it one of those things that they discuss, and you can find information online, where if you do go to a hotel room, you're not supposed to unpack and put things away right away. You're supposed to take your luggage, put it in the bathtub, and then check the beds. Because there's usually little stains or you can see that there might be bed bugs in the room. And you always like want to check it yourself. Never just assume it's okay.
No, I've never heard that.
It is okay.
Yeah. But when you get down to it, the end of the dinosaur era did not see the end of the prehistoric parasite era. As a matter of fact, the lineage for bed bugs and the other things we're talking about is about 100 million or more years ago. So these same things have been around for over 100 million years. The crickets, the bed bugs, the cockroaches, all of that stuff, they've been around. What a horror. Even the sound of cockroach. Isn't that, that's gross. Sounds gross.
When and you bed break bugs. It up like that, put a micropause in it.
Cockroach. Okay, so anyway, what are we going to do about this? That's the question. What do you do if you have them, if you brought them with you, if just the crawling around? So that makes you wonder about when you fly back and forth, what gets into the seat of the airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
You become the commuter for these things hitching a ride on your clothing. They're under the armrests of planes that found them there. I'm trying not to make myself uncomfortable, everybody else. It takes them. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of times on planes, it's kind of like a material. It's not like a cloth-like material.
Yeah, leather.
But I'm thinking of movie theaters. When you go to a movie theater, that is like, and then if you lean back or lean your head back, and not just talking bed bugs, but possibility of lice.
Yeah. I'm looking at the information that's here from the Pest Control Association. Temperature is a big thing. Where they are, they like the hot parts of, like, under your arms and where they suck for 3 or 4 minutes at a time because they're blood suckers. That's what they do. There are problems at airports around this country and elsewhere where, again, you're carrying these things in your bag. So if you're bad, good heavens, nobody's going to go anywhere anymore because they're going to be worried about the bed bugs. I remember what happened. I had sores that were caused by, I have had over the years on the farm, I have tick bites and I knew that the bites that I had I didn't know they were bed bugs until I had them examined by a dermatologist, but they reproduce like crazy. Lay their eggs all over the place, poop all over the place. The darkest spots are on your body or wherever it is in the hotel room.
They're like vampires. They hate the sunlight.
Right. So you want to tell again, how do you check when you go into the hotel room? I'm intrigued by what you said a few minutes ago because I have never heard that before. What should we do to check a hotel room for bed bugs?
When you first get into the hotel room, just put all of your belongings in the bathtub. And then kind of like look on the bed, strip the fitted sheet, check the mattress and everything, because a lot of times there's these like specific kind of, you can see maybe dried blood stains or bed bugs are not microscopic. So you can look closely and see them or see the carcasses and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just want to kind of double check and look around and make sure before you start unpacking all of your belongings.
Apparently they prefer rough surfaces and dark places. And the seams of the mattress would be the place, if that's the, in my mind, that's what I would look at. Mm-hmm. There's also the headboard, the cracks in the headboard. If you have a box spring, we're going to take the hotel apart. But anyway, this is part of it. And the thing that some people feel guilty about is they think that it's because they have bed bugs because of poor hygiene, and that's not true at all. You can come in contact with these things, just by being exposed to them. It isn't a question of whether you're dirty or not. It's a question of where they will find their way to, like again, your armpits, your groin, places like that. The thing that was good about the virus was it stopped travel and bed bugs kind of died off for a while, at least many of them. Because they don't have a human, they can't survive without blood.
Starve them out.
Yeah, exactly. And dry cleaning is a good way to kill them. Steam cleaner is a good way to kill them. The EPA has a new department that's about infested items. They have the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, is looking for those things that infest. And not just bugs like this. It's stuff that gets into the land, the ground, all that sort of thing. So have I talked too much about
no, I think it's very
pest control, bed bugs? And all right. So the old song, if your chewing gum lose its flavor, or does, no, wait a minute, the song was, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? So that's something to, all right, I think we've done enough. Thank you very much to the bedbugs. Here's some good news, though, as opposed to the stuff we've just been talking about. According to the people that watch gas prices, the prices are poised to fall, one analyst said, like wet feathers. So one would wonder, what the heck does that mean? The price of gasoline, diesel fuel, jet fuel, it's all the same. Anyway, jet fuel and diesel fuel and heating oil is all the same thing. So the gas prices, haven't noticed it around where I am yet, but supposedly they're pulling back. The highest price of gasoline, the average this year, and this is going around the country, is $3.77 at the moment. Last week at this time was $3.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My breath here. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and in the celebrity corner, social media is a flood with tributes, many of them, to Dick Butkus, who is a certainly well-known character in the football world, not only for his playing, but the things that he did and how he became. I would say he was ubiquitous. That would be a word that I would use for him. So he passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Let's dig around and find out more about him and his life after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I want to just let them know that they've been hit. And when they get up, they don't have to look. They got to say, well, it must have been Butkus that got me.
Chicago Bears Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus has died. Born in 1942, Richard Marvin Butkus grew up in the city where his legend would be made, playing high school football before becoming a force to be reckoned with at the University of Illinois. Selected by the Bears with the third overall pick in 1965, his hard-hitting tackling and unmatched tenacity defined what it means to be a middle linebacker. A two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, a perennial Pro Bowler, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame since 1979, and a part of the league's 75th and 100th anniversary all-time teams. Butkus, known mainly by his last name, played with the Bears until 1973. His trailblazing career and impact on the game of football will forever be etched in history. we remember. Chicago's own Dick Butkus.
You know, a lot of people theorize when sports figures like Dick Butkus, they become big-time football players, so they're physically fit, they're big and they're strong, and they'll, because of that, live forever. Mm-hmm. But, in fact, when you look at especially football players, but sometimes hockey players, but I've noticed it more in football, although we've had some losses in baseball as well. Some of these people that are supposedly big and strong, as they get older, they don't maintain their bodies, and thus they sort of fall apart. And so just because you're big and strong when you're younger doesn't necessarily predicate. It doesn't mean no, it doesn't mean yes, but it doesn't mean automatically you're going to be a healthy specimen forever.
Well, even at a younger age, too, knee injuries can always be significant. But how cool is that? His hometown team, where he was born and raised, he spent his entire professional career with that team.
Yep. That's very rare when you get right down to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about how it would apply. Like here in Boston, Ted Williams was an example of that with the Red Sox. I'm going through, because I'm not a sports expert, I don't claim to know the ins and outs, but I'm sure many of you who follow a lot of the sports teams can think of others who are, let's say you're a Cleveland fan. Oh, and you live in Cleveland, so I'm trying to think of who would be an example in Cleveland, someone who started with a team.
The only immediate one that comes born and raised, but he didn't spend the entirety with their team, is LeBron James.
Ah, right. Yeah, that's right. He started there young, for sure. All right, well, good thought. Hold a good thought. In the memory of Dick Butkus. Doug Steffen here with Jay at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, could bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow border wall construction in Texas in an about-face, claiming for years the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. The Department of Homeland Security announced wall construction in South Texas due to high illegal entry. The move comes as a surge of migrants is straining federal and local resources, with millions of illegal immigrants infiltrating the United States under President Biden's watch. The Draconids meteor shower will be starting up tonight and peaking on Sunday and Monday nights. Good news, the moon will be in its new moon phase, so the skies will be darker. Originating from the Draco constellation, the Draconids have on occasion given birth to meteor storms, showering the night with tens of thousands of streaks across the sky. However, such a spectacular event has not occurred since 1946. Lance Pry, USA News.
to my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Wednesday just don't go.
Yes. Friday is more like a Monday, though, with the technical stuff going on here. Instead of Friday, it's Monday, or Monday, it's Friday. All right, so Doug and Jay here on the Good Day program on National Body Language Day. So how is your bod? I guess that's not, you have to go to HR if I say, hey, Jay, how's your bod?
What is your body saying today?
That's a good question. My body is anxious because we have a few technical issues that we're trying to deal with. And so you would, if I was stretched out of my physical therapist's, it's not a couch, it's a, you know, one of those hospital, yeah, tables. She would tell me that she could feel the anxiety in my body. And I think that your body, all of our bodies express a different kind of communication because it's not just necessarily physical. It can be emotional. Well, the emotions are tied to the physical, right? All of the, mm-hmm. Your body is going to read your mind. It's the old spirit, mind, body connection, in fact, that comes into play. And so when I say, I'm pretty good at this, actually. I'll look at somebody's body language and I can tell you whether they're telling us the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the
mm-hmm.
truth. you know, looking at somebody's eyes.
How they're standing, or if they're ready for the conversation to end, or like if they just don't seem interested, or if they are, on the flip side, very interested.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes it's a touch thing. I'm going to admit to something that I didn't think I would admit to. I actually watched for a few minutes last night the Bachelor. What do they call him? The Old Bachelor, or what's that new?
Golden Bachelor?
The Golden Bachelor. I wasn't, the guy is not an appealing figure as far as I'm concerned, but the woman who was in the car, he was driving around an old Corvette, and this woman is all over him. She's rubbing his shoulders and rubbing his arms and rubbing this, that, and the other thing. She wanted to get into the sack with him, and it was very apparent that that's what she wanted.
Stay on the show for as long as possible.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that was it. Maybe she wanted to stay on the show, and by appealing to his body, who knows what goes on. I've never really watched The Bachelor, all these Bachelor shows. Do they get into the hunky-dory of things when they're going down the road of relationships? So they're doing the horizontal mamba.
Some of them do. Mm-hmm.
They do.
I don't watch any of them. But I think there's like overnight dates, or there's these one-on-one dates or something. But yeah, some of them do.
So these TV networks are contributing to the delinquency of an old timer then, under the circumstances. Sounds like it anyway. Body language also, it doesn't just affect us as human beings. It affects animals. You can watch your dog and watch your cat. You can watch, I can tell you.
How their tail is, or their ears, or what their ears are doing.
Yep. I have this with cows. We had a new cow, a calf born last night. Out in the dark in the middle of the field, we're trying to find the calf. And I said, wait a minute, let's wait till the mother realizes where the calf is, because her instincts will tell her where the calf is. And then she'll go find the calf, and then we can bring the calf back to the barn. And, yeah, we waited 5-6 minutes, and the mother went yelling. You could hear her making a lot of racket, and the calf made a lot of racket. So they found each other, and then they started running together. I wish I'd have had a camera. It would have been daylight, so I could have taken a picture of it. But everybody, if you will, energy, body language, that kind of stuff is all something. I don't know. I'm talking about cockroaches and stuff and bed bugs in the last half hour. I'm not sure they have body language, but I know it's pretty universal. So, there it is. Today, National Body Language Day, and this is an awareness kind of a thing. You look around. Hummingbirds, what kind of body language do you think they have? Think about hummingbirds. Don't you, May? I love
them. They just kind of like float in the air, but they
fly
so fast. Mm-hmm. Or woodpeckers.
Maybe. Sure. This is the time of year when hummingbirds start traveling to Central America from where they are here in North America. Did you know they travel that far? So I don't know, I think about all of the animals and all of the things, and just my mind is slipping into food farm family time for a moment. Hummingbirds are like bees in a sense, because they are little pollinators. They take their wings, move so fast, they get into a flower, get it on the beak, and then they go deposit it. It's like one of those brilliant things of Mother Nature that you can't explain. Brilliant things about the world and life and things as they exist. So very, very, very cool. Okay, let's talk about what's happening in the world of... I like to mostly, when we're talking about health issues, relegate that to conversations with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell. I do different contributors over the weekend. You can hear the Good Day Health shows with these two fellas on most of the same stations that carry this program. So it isn't often, but I think because there's been so much misinformation about COVID, especially of late, that its connection to the flu, and are you going to get a flu shot that's going to have the COVID virus in it, and yada, yada, yada. I think one of the things that's becoming more evident, flus are around like colds. Never going to go away. And COVID's never going to go away. It just is. And so as we go into the winter season, into the virus season, there are a lot of people that are talking about getting shots because the flu is as unpredictable as it is. Last season, maybe you remember the flu viruses that came about. They more attack children, and because they result in children being hospitalized, there's some more information on this whole thing. You may want to weigh this when you make your decisions about to do or not to do. Here's Janet Simmons.
Flu can circulate with other respiratory viruses like COVID. Dr. Sandy Chung, president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, explains the importance of vaccinations for children.
Now is the time for all children over 6 months old to be vaccinated for the flu. It's okay to get both COVID and flu vaccines during the same visit, and it's often the most convenient way for busy parents. Children who are vaccinated for flu are 50% less likely to go to the ER, or 70% less likely to be in the hospital.
Children in Black, Hispanic, American Indian, and or Alaska Native, and Asian and or Pacific Islander communities are more likely to be hospitalized for flu. We must make childhood vaccinations widely available, easy to find, and affordable for everyone. We're all healthier when everyone is vaccinated. Speak with your child's pediatrician and visit healthychildren.org to learn more.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work-from-home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. And all my lunches in 20 minutes? How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Doug and Jay, I was talking about gas prices earlier when I was so rudely interrupted by a technical glitch. The point I was trying to make is that the average price right now for gasoline in America, well, last week is $3.84. This week it's $3.77. And by Christmas time, it should be down to $2.99. That's what the predictors from the energy analysts are saying. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that'll happen. Here's a way to win $1 million, and it's not a lottery. Ready? I know I have your attention now. Da-da-da-da-da. If you are the proud owner of a Ring device, that could earn you a $1 million prize, not necessarily for the best outfit at Halloween, but if you can catch an extraterrestrial at your house live in action, you'll get $1 million. So this starts right after Halloween, actually.
This is a great promotion for Ring to be doing to up their sales, because anybody who doesn't have a Ring is going to be like, oh, let me go buy a Ring and start seeing what I can record.
Yep. It'll offer, there's a $500 Amazon gift card. We're doing an ad here, and we're helping them, but it's just, as Jay suggested, it's kind of a very clever way. Because look at all the attention they're going to get that they have to pay for.
Well, and also, there's the $1 million prize for capturing an extraterrestrial or even just activity. But then there's a $500 Amazon gift card to just the, quote unquote, the most creative submissions that do not qualify for the $1 million prize.
Yeah.
So you could just create things and make stuff up and be entered to win that $500 gift card.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, let's see what is on the sort of downside of the news cycle. A U.S. fighter jet shot down a Turkish drone over Syria. You know, the implication of this is there are like two, three different ways to go conversing about this. First of all, how many of us knew that there were fighter jets who were stationed there that would be able to shoot down something that's protecting the airspace over Syria? That's number one. Number two, what is going on over there? Why are the Turkish military, why are they engaged in sending these sorts of things over Syria? Syria is a sovereign country the way Turkey is. So what's up with that? And so...
Well, what's that going to do with their relationship? Because isn't Turkey allies with the U.S.?
With us?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Am I wrong there?
No, they are kind of. The guy who runs, I think his name is Erdogan, is kind of a blank up, if you will. And he's been trying to make deals with, he's playing both sides against the middle, if you know what I mean. He's trying to get money and help from the United States. And then he's also courting the Russians, who don't have anything to give to anybody, but the Chinese do. And so, you know, that's not kosher.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is create more tension. And what you get out of it is seeing more egomaniacal politicians. They don't just exist in America. They exist other places as well. People want to control the world. Yeah, right. We need that. Here's a sort of, I don't know if this is related, but this is an example of the craziness of people in our country, right? They have all these people, and this isn't even about Trump. The people are going after those people who don't like Trump. But this armed guy has been in the state capitol in Wisconsin every day this week. And somehow or other, as he's walking around, people have seen him with a handgun and a rifle. And certainly that's got to be illegal. So this guy was demanding to see the governor. The man didn't get identified, approached the governor's office on Wednesday, and then again yesterday. The police officer who was positioned outside the governor's office took the man into custody. But this guy's carrying two guns around that everybody can see. He wasn't even concealed.
No, and at one point he was straight up just shirtless with the handgun holster.
Well, the guy's like out of Rambo or something. Right? You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Get a life. All right, here's the mom army this week's been driving school buses in Wisconsin to get their children to school. Shortage of school bus drivers everywhere. It's a big problem all around the country, everywhere. So mothers are learning how to drive the school buses, which is what's wrong with that? Let them learn how to drive them and let them get hired. What's wrong with that? It's kind of a creative solution.
Yeah.
Right? Why wouldn't you do that? This lady began driving a bus when she realized she wanted to earn a paycheck, wasn't sure about being separated from her 7-week-old daughter, so she takes her daughter, all of her children, on board the bus to pick up the children going to school. All right, what's wrong with that? You gotta do, what's the old expression? You gotta do what you gotta do. And we gotta scoot for a moment or two. It's 10 before the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, 53 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday, food, farm, family, fun, frolic. So I keep going, Jay, with the alliteration. What else can we come up with the F? Nothing.
I always just feel like we miss out when it's not the month of February, because that's like one more that we can get.
Family. Yeah, exactly.
February's Friday. February.
Friday's food, farm, family time. National Noodle Day today. Eating noodles is a very good way for you to get carbs into your mouth. Noodles. All kinds of noodles. Noodles. I love noodles. That thing, I think we talked about this yesterday, how silly it is when you go to the restaurant. Well, do you want spaghetti or linguine, or do you want the bow tie? They're all the same. It's just a different shape.
Different shapes. But also, the shapes are important because depending on what sauce and what other things go with it, it's kind of like how it holds up with it. Personally, I like the shapes better than the long ones, but I do like fettuccine in one long
eat.
Pile. But get that angel hair out of here. I don't want that on my plate.
It uses a knife and you cut it up. I know that's not the supposedly European way. You're supposed to put a spoon in. I cut it up with a knife if I have that kind of stuff. I like the various... If I'm given my choice, if I go to dinner at a good Italian restaurant, I want gluten-free pasta, I don't care what shape it is, with a good tomato sauce with lots of mushrooms. That, to me, is a good meal. Noodles, invented in China, 2000 B.C. A lot of Chinese places, noodles, right? You go to the Chinese restaurant, there are all kinds of noodles there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're usually pretty yummy.
Thai.
Yum. Oh, yeah. Very good stuff. So anyway, American noodles are attributed to Thomas Jefferson, who brought them here after several years in France. He brought back two cases of pasta, and that's how it started to spread in America. And then you go back to the 50s, and those good old instant noodles that are probably the worst thing in the world for you. You can, like, well, ramen's not, I don't think. These things came to us from Japan. And, right, you just put some hot water in it, stick in the microwave or whatever it is. Isn't that what you're supposed to do with those instant noodle thingamabobs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
What else? How else can you do noodles? Got any other ideas? good idea?
Until there are so many different things you can do nowadays. One of the popular things that went on to social media, and I didn't understand at first, but then I tried them, and I was like, okay, I can get done with this, is you make some noodles, and then you air fry them, and it makes them crispy again, but you put a whole bunch of different stuff, and it's almost like pasta chips.
I don't know. I haven't tried that. Sounds like a good idea, though. All right, let's do our recall. Cookies and Milk has issued an allergy alert for undeclared peanuts in the chocolate chip edible cookie dough that they make. It's a company from Texas recalling the 6-ounce cups of chocolate chip edible cookie dough because it may have undeclared peanuts. No, say it isn't so. So if you got an allergy and maybe a sensitivity to peanuts, you're eating this stuff and you could have a problem with an allergy reaction that you don't need to have, don't want to have. So if you have chocolate chip edible cookie dough, this is sold all over the country, bring it back to the store, little 6-ounce clear plastic cup, and get your money back. And 20, 30, 40 bucks for your time. No illness has been reported yet, but who knows? That doesn't mean, just because they aren't reported doesn't mean that they aren't there. That's the other side of this. When we say, well, they haven't been reported. Well, if people get sick, right? Every time you have an upset stomach, you don't report. You don't call up a doctor, right? You don't call up the hospital. Hey, I've got an upset stomach.
Yeah, it's pretty much only when you're so sick that you have to go to the hospital. Right. And that's one of those things of if you go out to eat, bring leftovers home, even if you don't plan on eating it. Because if you do get sick, you still have that. Because a lot of times insurance is kind of like, yeah, we'll cover your hospital costs, but prove it that you got food poisoning from this restaurant.
Right. Yep. All right, here's something that I found very intriguing, Jay. This science and engineering team discovered a way to turn mine waste into soil. And this is being used to grow corn and sorghum at various places in Australia, for example, and up in Canada. And they call them tailings. This is mineral waste. They separate all the useful metals from mined material. Normally, this stuff I thought would be toxic, but apparently it's not. They don't, you know, they don't want to use them because they don't know what the reference might be. In their natural state, they get into the water system's not good, and the farmland. But they figured out a way to turn this mine waste into a good soil. This would be good news for people like me who don't like to use commercial fertilizers. And they want to enhance the value of the soil. So it's good for soil microbes. You hear me talking about them all the time on the American Family Farmer Show. So this is good. That's good news, it seems. A good way to end our report here, 59 after.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.